The Missouri Corn Update is brought to you by the Missouri Corn Growers Association and the Missouri Corn Merchandising Council. I'm your host, David Geiger, and the U.S. Grains and Bioproducts Council is hosting events across the globe to present data on the quality of the U.S. corn crop with international buyers and end users. Bryce Fisher, a Missouri corn grower, joins us to go over its importance in a moment.
Times are tough, but we, Missouri corn growers, we are resilient. We're advocating for our future with access to markets, education, and partnerships that drive growth. By collaborating with policymakers and partners, we're working together to build a stronger, sustainable future for growers and our communities. We are Missouri Corn Growers, strong, united, and making a difference. Join us. Visit mocorn.org and become a member today.
Bryce Fisher is with us, a corn grower from Rockville, and he sits on the Missouri Corn Board of Directors and the Council's Innovation and Sustainability Action Team. And you recently had the opportunity to participate in one of the events of the U.S. Grains and Bioproducts Council. Can you tell us more about that trade mission?
Yeah, David, thanks for having me on today. I had the opportunity to go to the Philippines, first time for me, to Southeast Asia, and see a little bit about where some of our end products go. Predominantly when we were over there, we were promoting ethanol and the quality of our grain and trying to open up new markets for ethanol and our corn and also distillers grains. The Philippines is kind of a country other countries look at for guidance since they were kind of the first into the ethanol scene. And so we try to do a lot of work there.
What are some of the highlights of the conference that really sticks out to you?
Yes, we had the opportunity to go to one of the Philippines Corn Congress. They've had three so far, and this was the final leg of these three. The idea of using corn for ethanol. And so I got to present at the third Corn Congress in Loag, Philippines, and basically showcase my farm over there and the quality of grain that we raise and the efficiency that we can do it in and provide them with a quality product in the end, whether it be ethanol, corn, or DDGs.
And this also lets them actually see the farmer, which for some cultures, that is extremely important to know who's growing their food.
Yeah, it was an eye-opening experience, almost treated like a celebrity. But yes, just getting a face with U.S. products and having a trust and then building a relationship between us and them, I think really brought it home to them that if they do adapt to higher blends of ethanol, that we can provide good quality corn and ethanol to them for that aspect.
What were some of the questions buyers asked you, and what were they particularly interested in learning?
Predominantly, they were interested in the quality of our crop and then how efficient we were in doing this. A lot of their farming practices are really small. It's still hands-on crops versus the technology that we use. Fungicide, insecticide, pesticide, stuff like that. They were just interested in our culture and farming and how they could utilize that in their country.
Bryce, you're a farmer. You have tons of things to do, probably an endless list. Why was it important for you to go visit another country to talk about your farm and also talk about why U.S. products are good to take a look at?
I went into it kind of blind and really opened my eyes, really a humbling experience for a Midwest farmer to go see agriculture in Southeast Asia. You read about it, you see it on the internet, until you're over there on a hands-on experience like I got to witness, you don't fully appreciate what you have back here in the United States. Looking forward into the future, we got to open up new markets for the grain that we produce as the United States and even South America. We're producing more and more bushels, trying to feed more and more people around the world. We have to find new uses for corn, DDGs, and ethanol. I believe if we open up new markets and we can keep a sustainable price to feed that market, it's a win-win for everyone.
Bryce Fisher is a Missouri corn farmer and sits on the Missouri Corn Board of Directors. Bryce, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, David.
And you can stay up to date on these topics and more with the latest from Missouri Corn by following our social media channels or visiting mocorn.org. That's mocorn.org.